Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 1st of June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Encrypted messaging app Signal is increasingly popular in Westminster. Many Tory MPs joined the network after the general election, apparently attracted by the larger group size it allows compared to WhatsApp, which is handy for a party with a big majority. Video conferencing provider Zoom plans to strengthen encryption of video calls hosted by paying clients and institutions such as schools, but not by users of its free consumer accounts, a company official said on Friday. The company, whose business has boomed with the coronavirus pandemic, discussed the move on a call with civil liberties groups and child sex abuse fighters on Thursday, and Zoom security consultant Alex Stamos confirmed it on Friday. Huawei Technologies has stockpiled up to 2 years' worth of crucial American chips to shield its operations from Washington's crackdowns, sources told the Nikkei Asian Review. Huawei's stockpiling efforts focus on central processors made by Intel for use in servers and programmable chips from its peer Xilinx, the sources said. These are the most essential components for the company's base station business and emerging cloud business, and it has enough inventory to last between 1.5 and 2 years, they added. Microsoft is laying off dozens of journalists and editorial workers at its Microsoft News and MSN organizations. The layoffs are part of a bigger push by Microsoft to rely on artificial intelligence to pick news and content that's presented on MSN.com, inside Microsoft's Edge browser, and in the company's various Microsoft News apps. Many of the affected workers are part of Microsoft's Sane, Search, Ads, News, Edge division, and are contracted as human editors to help pick stories. Facebook will not remove or take any other action on a President Trump post that Twitter removed for glorifying violence, Mark Zuckerberg said Friday. I know many people are upset that we've left the president's posts up, but our position is that we should enable as much expression as possible, unless it will cause imminent risk of specific harms or dangers spelled out in clear policies, Zuckerberg said. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.